This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, June 5th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Today is World Environment Day, a commemorative day established by the United Nations to energize the struggle against human-caused climate change. The day comes after the United States has declared its intention to withdraw from the Paris Agreement on climate change, which was adopted by all but two countries in the world, Nicaragua, which thought the agreement didn't go far enough, and Syria, a failed state in the midst of a civil war. The Paris Agreement, signed in 2015, is designed to reduce carbon emissions to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. It is the first legally binding global agreement, but allows countries to self-police their efforts as long as they report regularly on their attempts to lower their carbon emissions. Events to mark World Environment Day are taking place all over the world, with central events taking place in the 2017 host country, Canada. Hassan Youssef is the president of the Canadian Labour Congress and the president of the Trade Union Confederation of the Americas, which includes the world's largest economy, the United States.
Climate change is the biggest threat to humanity. And as workers, I think we have a central role to play in how we can combat climate change. I think if we don't take this seriously, fundamentally, I think that it's going to be a very hostile world for us to live in. The first thing that needs to be, I think, be assured to my workers, should they have to lose their job or to make adjustment, they will have generous income support while they're going through that period. It's also important that we give them the best opportunity to reskill themselves. Employers need to be more innovative in the workplace. All workplaces need to examine how they use energy, how they contribute to the challenges, of course, to climate change, and more importantly, what are they going to do in working with unions and government. This has been the tradition of our movement. It's always been the history of our movement. We've never been fearful of the future. So it is critical for our members to see themselves in this process as a necessary part of how we build a better world and a more sustainable world.
Naomi Klein, the author of This Changes Everything, is a climate change activist often consulted by labor unions.
This existential threat means that we are on a hard science-based deadline and we cannot afford to lose. The fate of humanity hangs in the balance. If you want to know where business as usual leads, you need to cast your mind back to Hurricane Katrina hitting New Orleans. Because that was a glimpse of the future for anyone who cares to look. That's what our current system is built to do. So you had a natural disaster of the kind we're going to see more and more of, colliding with weak and neglected infrastructure.
Jerry Diaz is the president of Unifor, the largest private sector union in Canada.
Workers understand that we have really dropped the ball when it comes to taking care of the environment. We understand that it's just been a profit-driven economy. There hasn't been any thought at all about long-term sustainability. So workers get it, and we're really concerned, and we know that we need to start making decisions today before we lose our planet. I never did buy the argument that somehow it has to be either the environment or jobs. Clearly, it can be both. And so there has to be a plan that includes both. We need to have labor community, we need to have employers, government, everybody talking about a green future. As unions, we've been dealing with these contentious issues for decades. Whether or not it's lean manufacturing, speed ups, downsizing as a result of the introductions of new technology. We've been at the forefront with bringing our members along. So this is really about having discussions with our members. It's about talking to them. It's about empowering them.
There's so much fear associated with climate change that we think that if we really look at this issue, like it would change everything about our daily work. And I see it really differently. I actually think that climate change supercharges so much of the work that the labor movement is already doing in the fights against free trade deals, in protecting basic labor rights, and in fighting austerity.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.